306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727 are the numbers this morning to join us on Boots and Salutes. And you can start things off today. Go ahead. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Now, this is not a boot nor a salute, but a mathematical phenomena. This happens once every 1,000 years. If you take your year you were born and your age and add them together, it will come out to 2018. This will happen for every human on the planet.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. Thanks for
Thank
your
you.
Call.
Blew
Bye-bye.
My mind. Blew my mind. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to salute all Ukrainians around. And you know what? If you are one, be proud to be one. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You guys, you're both into sports lots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the Battle of Alberta Saturday night? At Calgary and Edmonton? The hockey?
I didn't see it per se. I saw highlights of it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a triple minor penalty?
Why, was there a triple minor?
Yeah, I think it was Larkin. Well, he was looking for trouble. But and he also got a major. So he got a major and triple minor. But then one of the Calgary, I think Kachuk, I think, got a single penalty. But I've never heard or seen such a thing. Have you?
No, that's new to me, too. The officials having some fun. Just keep rolling them on.
I guess they're sending a message. It was getting out of control, so.
Wow. Thanks for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning there. I just like to put a salute out to all the hunters this morning.
Thanks for the call. Be safe and ask permission. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot for all the citizens of Saskatoon who keep on complaining about the city councilors and the mayor's salary. Go onto the City of Saskatoon website and see what other employees make. You had a sign painter last year who made $130,000 with $29,000 of overtime. Explain that to me.
Thanks for the call. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727 for anything that's on your mind this morning.
Speaking of what counselors get paid, because it is technically a part-time position, right?
Air quotes, yeah.
Air quotes, part-time position. And I'm not suggesting that they put in 20 hours a week, because I know that many of them put in much more than that. However, here is my thinking is, if you're going to make it a full-time position, you're going to have to then pay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to pay them
more. Benefits will go up.
Yeah.
Pensions will be there.
So it would cost more to make it a full-time position. Quite a bit more to make it a full-time position, because a lot of these people, if they took what they're taking now, would be taking a pay cut. And I don't know very many people who would want to be a civil servant for a pay cut.
The only thing that sticks in my mind about this, and we'll get to the phones right now, is that it's a position, right?
Right.
And guess what? The position vacates every 4 years, right? So if you want the job, apply for it.
That's right. Every 4 years it comes up.
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I love Fred Penner and all them boys.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello, I'd like to salute Gord and Austin for their 2018 Whitetail Hunt.
Okay, thank you for that. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. If you want to have your say, you can go to cjwwradio.com at any point at any time. And the question, of course, comes from City Council's decision regarding what we're going to do with our waste. Do you agree with Council's decision on how to fund garbage and organics? 78% say it should be funded through property tax. 11% say it's fine as it is, split between property tax and utility fee. While 10% say it's fine as it is, split between the property tax and utility fee. So there's a little malfunction of the junction. So 21% say no, basically.
Hey, you know,
yes. 21% say yes, the rest say no.
Another thing that I would like to get somebody's opinion on is I read the editorial in the paper today, and it was talking about how we need to have a cultural shift. And it refers back to the drunken debauchery, which was the Red Deer Curling Classic. Well, at least a couple of players, Jamie Cooey and
Ryan Fry.
Ryan Fry, who their team was expelled from the Bonspiel because they were
inebriated.
Drunken,
yep.
Right? And so anyway, in the opinion piece today, it talks about how we need to have a cultural shift because quite often alcohol is associated with sporting events, whether it be beer league hockey or softball or curling, right? There's always a bar in the rink and stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at that and I'm saying, why do we have to get rid of that? Like, why does that more and more? So there are two guys, how many bond spills are there per year? And there are two guys who got out of control in one. Like, isn't that on them? Like, do we then have to, and I don't want to use the word punish because that's not right, but do you have to infringe upon my right to maybe have a wobbly pop after a curling game because two guys in Red Deer can't control themselves? Like don't, shouldn't we have our own rights to be adults?
You don't need to paint everyone with the same brush.
Exactly.
You're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. And also without the lounge and a lot of the curling clubs, you don't have a curling club.
Well, that's right. There's a lot. And you know what? If you could get people in the lounge to eat kale and drink orange juice, that's what people would do. Right? The fact of the matter is that that's not what they want. And so you have to give people what you want if you want them to give you their money. And it is legal.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a salute for our regular caller who reminds us it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I love the saying. I love your optimism, man. Keep calling in. You make my day every day. Thanks.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. In response to Steve's question, why should we do all this? It's because, you know what, majority just doesn't rule anymore. It's the ones that cry the loudest, and they're usually the minority. And that's the shame of it, but that's how it works.
Boots and Salutes.
Hi, thank you for everyone that's been looking after me since Stan passed. It's a year ago today. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, I have to agree with what Steve just said and the last caller just said in regards to the minority. The same thing is going on at St. Paul's Hospital. They're tearing that nice covered area they had outside that for years that patients could sit in and everything else. And then the drug dealing and whatever, the injection and the prostitute and the pimping and stuff went on in there, so they're tearing it down. We're sending out the wrong message. We're giving in. We're saying we can't. We don't have the resources to take care of such a problem. So I agree with what Steve is saying. Thank you. Bye.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, you know that mathematical phenomena?
Yeah.
You should try 1997 with your age and how old you were that year and add it to the year you were born.
Yeah.
And it'll come out to the 1997, too.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, just try it with different people you know their birthdays.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I think wrong way Wayne there forgot to salute my prime minister. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning. Coming up after 8 o'clock, the fastest 8 seconds in radio. You could be off to the PBR and the Cabaret. We've got 4 Friday night tickets, 2 tickets to the Cabaret on Saturday, and we'll give those away coming up after 8. We've got a special guest that will be joining us.
Yeah.
And legendary country from Jody Messina, John Michael Montgomery. And it's rumor day in Hollywood because they're going into the Thanksgiving break, and James St. James will join us with the rumors before the long weekend. It's all coming up here on Saskatchewan's most listened to radio station, CJWW. Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.